Hello, and welcome to This is Oro Valley, a podcast where we explore the people and programs that make Oro Valley the vibrant community that it is. I'm Town Manager Mary Jacobs, and today we are speaking with Recreation Facility Manager Nick Scala. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, Mary.
And also pickleball coach and player Sherry Circle. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary. It's nice to be here.
We are going to talk today about the fastest growing sport in the U.S. I had no idea that this is the fastest growing sport in the U.S., but we are going to have a lot of fun today. So, Nick and Sherry, I always like to start my show learning a little bit about you and making sure that our residents know about you. So, Nick, since I do know you, I'm going to start and I'd like you to tell the community a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you love being in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, so my name is Nick Scala, and I'm the Recreation Facility Manager for the Oro Valley Community and Recreation Center. Almost 3 years now, so it's been great. I started in Parks and Recreation years ago as a lifeguard when I was 16 years old, actually with Oro Valley at the Oro Valley Aquatic Center. My start back then, and then went into special events and just kind of worked my way up through the town and really found that it is a passion of mine. I really enjoy helping people be active. I love community events, and pickleball is a really essential part of what we do at the community center because it brings so many people together, and it allows people to stay active long into their life. So yeah, that's my background.
Well, and you're a disc golf player yourself,
that's
right?
That's correct.
And
yes.
What else?
I'm a musician. Wow. I play the guitar, a little bit of a few other instruments as well. I'm a chicken owner. I've got a couple of chickens at my house. I like to consider myself a bit of a landscaper, doing, you know, projects around the house. I love spending time with family and friends. That's kind of a little bit.
So Sherry, you're not just a pickleball player. You're not just a pickleball coach. You are pretty darn passionate about pickleball. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am. I do coach pickleball. I love that. I love teaching others. I love welcoming new players to the game. And I love watching their addiction happen because they come and they're just going to come one time and they always stay. And that's the most fun. I started pickleball about 5 years ago. I was in a little bit of a transition of what I wanted to do. And I walked out when our courts were, we just had the four courts. They were facing east and west into the sun in a way. We had basketball courts on there. We had basketball lines, tennis lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a blast. And I walked out there, and my uncle, who was very sick, had a paddle. And he gave it to me, and he said, if you want something, I was looking for something to do. He said, go over to Oro Valley's community center and ask him how to play. And I walked out there one day with a paddle, walked right down the walkway, came up to the courts, and I said, my uncle gave me this, but I don't even know what it is. And those people took me on the court, and they never stopped. They taught me how to play. They showed me what to do. They put up with my hitting the ball over the wall into the pool. They just kept with me. And pretty soon it grew inside of me. And I wanted to share that with as many people as I could share it with.
That's great.
And one of the things I saw while I was there was it takes four people to play. And not everybody knows three other players. So what I saw a need of was that we needed somebody to put players with players. And that, I was thinking about this.
Like a pickleball matchmaker or something.
It is. It's like a matchmaker. And what happened is I started collecting email addresses for people. And I will never forget, I got to, I think it was 35 names on my matchmaking now that you've named it, my list, and I had 35, and I couldn't wait to get to 40. And last night I looked at the list, and we're at 698 players now.
Oh, my goodness. You know, all right, Sherry, I have not played pickleball before. I really don't know what the hype is all about. So You're going to have to explain it to me. What is it that you love about pickleball that makes this the sport that is growing the fastest in the United States?
Anybody can do it. Anybody. Any age.
Anybody can play cards too, but that doesn't make it fun. So what makes pickleball fun?
It's outside. Uh-huh. It gets you active. It gets you... One of the biggest things is the community that's built around pickleball. It brings people together that otherwise wouldn't know each other. And they all come together with all their different strengths and weaknesses, and they all come together on the court, and they have one thing that they love so much, and that's playing. And you laugh because you...
When screw you, up yeah. and
yeah, you just it things happen and how'd you hit that shot and it's a little court, so it's not huge, you know, it's not real big to play. It's nice and compact and I think it's the everybody's out there to have some fun.
That's wonderful. And that mm-hmm. certainly is the I'll call that the side benefit to pickleball as a sport. So Nick, you know, we've got pickleball courts in Oro Valley. For the listener who has never been on a pickleball court, describe it.
So it's exactly a quarter of the size of a tennis court. So it's much smaller. And you have, if you imagine tennis or ping pong, where you have each side has the two halves, and then you also have this area in the pickleball court that's called the kitchen. And a kitchen is the part closest to the net. So I know it's sounding a little bit complicated, but once you get out there, it's very straightforward. So one of the things about pickleball, like Sherry had talked about, and why it's so addictive to people, is you also learn really quickly. And the first time you go out there, you will for sure improve, and you'll see improvement. And so you can get better very quickly, which kind of creates that addictive part of it, where you go, hey, I actually had a lot of fun and I got better today. And it's also, you see a lot of people convert from tennis or continue to play tennis, but also convert to pickleball because it's the court's smaller. It's not as much wear on your body. So as people make that transition, they want to stay active, but maybe, you know, they can't travel the full court of a tennis court. So pickleball is that perfect transition, keeps you active, has a lot of similarities. I always tell people it's a perfect blend between tennis and ping pong. So it's just right in between. Ping pong obviously played on a small table, where tennis much larger. So just find that happy medium, and that's pickleball.
I remember in my previous job where pickleball started coming up and people started talking about pickleball, and I really... First of all, I thought, what a dumb name for a sport. Okay, can I just say that? Is there anybody else who thinks that is just a dumb name for a sport? Pickle?
It doesn't exactly describe pickle. What it is.
It does not at all describe what it is. What is it? What was it named after?
Well, there's two theories.
Okay.
There's two of them.
Theories.
Oh, I don't know
for sure.
There's two ideas. And the one that's the funnest is it was named after their dog Pickles.
Okay.
And they had a dog Pickles that every time they would send the ball away, then Pickles would go get the ball.
Okay.
Pickles came after the game was named. So the dog came after the game was named.
Oh, so that was a lie.
Well, it was a fun story because it was so long ago.
Okay.
And you go to any pickleball tournament, you're going to see a dog named Pickles at the pickleball tournaments. You're going to see it all over the place. And we all love that story.
Now, do you find that this is more towards retirees? Is it, when are people playing the most?
The mornings, there's open play in the mornings.
So they're retired.
Or they're entrepreneurs and they are running their own businesses.
Okay,
and
I
will tell you, there's a lot of people that should be at work that are out playing. And that is the truth.
We don't tattle on them. Though.
No, we don't tell who they are. But they come out and they just love playing the game. You know, last night we had our beginners class at the community center, and there was over 35 people at 5:30 to play on those six courts and be taught how to play, new players. And every week we have that many players. A couple of weeks ago, we had 47 people out there to learn how to play.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, that's part of the reason why we're looking at plans to expand our number of courts. So how many courts do we have now, Nick?
So currently we have 10. So okay. we just added 4 additional courts, which are reusing one of the tennis courts, which doesn't impact the tennis operations. So we have 10 total courts at the community center right now. And yeah, we are looking at the possibility of adding some more as we do future projects at the community center. And then there's also some plans to add some courts at Naranja Park as well. So there's definitely a demand, just as Sherry had said. And yeah, it's, I mean, she's not lying. Every single Monday mm-hmm. we have all of these beginners. Yeah, where are they coming from? And they don't stop coming. And so that shows you that we've got people who are entering the sport every single week. And yeah, it's a cycle because it's once they get in, they're hooked. And one thing I'll add about the community center pickleball courts that I think is unique to the courts that we have is that Sherry and the community have done such a good job of building programs that are for everyone. So if you're a beginner, then we've got a clinic for you. We've got open play. If you're intermediate, if you're advanced, you know, and then offering leagues. So there's just something for everyone. So it's not just this level or that level. There's really a wide range, which helps attract a lot of players.
And so do you need to be a member of the community center in order to play pickleball?
No, you do not. No, we have daily drop-ins as okay. well. So there's no requirement to be a member.
Okay. Well, is it, how affordable is it to play? Like, what's the equipment that you need? How much does it cost to play if you're a drop-in, if you're a regular member, that sort of thing?
So the daily drop-in is $5. Mm-hmm. We have equipment that we will lend out to people if it's their first time playing. We have paddles for the beginner clinic. We also have paddles. So we don't want that to deter people from coming out and playing. But the equipment is relatively affordable. I mean, it depends on how serious. I mean, you can, just like any sport, you could spend thousands of dollars if you wanted to. But also, I think you can get a paddle for, you know, $50 mm-hmm. or even cheaper.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a pretty inexpensive game.
Can I add something there to that, what he just said? Because the membership is $40 a month. So they come 2 times a week. It easily, they see that adds up, and that's their membership, and they can do other things too, and mm-hmm. go to the gym, right, with that membership. And so it's like when they come to the leagues and they sign up and they've got a fee for members and a fee for non-members, they quickly see the benefit of becoming a member of Oro Valley Community Center right away.
Yeah. Well, Nick, how does this modest investment in a sport compared to your investment in disc golf what do we call you, a pro-am?
An amateur.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, any sport can get expensive, right?
So in other words, none of your business. So Sherry, you know, I've played some tennis. Mm-hmm. I wasn't very good, but I played some tennis. I generally know the rules. What are the rules of pickleball?
Well, Mary, why don't you join me? Nick, you guys all want to go out? Let's go out and play. We can show you the rules and show you how to get started.
All right. I'm not intimidated. You just told me that it's easy to learn. I'm in.
Are you ready for your new addiction?
I'm ready.
Oh, backhand.
Pickleball is for everybody, right? So we don't want to come out and just hit one ball and it's done. We want to come out and play back and forth and back and forth. So they created what's called a 2-bounce rule. You serve the ball cross court, just like in tennis. It bounces. They return it, and it has to bounce on our side now too, before the game really even gets started. That's the first part of it. When you call your score, you always call your score first. You start with a score of 0-0 and your server number 2. Then, in order to get a point, you have to be the server. If you get the point, then you switch to the other side of the court. Then your point is 1, because you have 1.
They have zero, but you're still server number two.
202.
Mary, that was great.
So what we want to do in a normal game, you want to win, your points are 11, is what you want to get to. Win by 2 points.
Out!
So that's a part of the game. You have to call those balls.
Bill serves with some heat.
1-7.
Nice return.
Mary's going to hang it.
So they're going to serve and stay. Watch Bill run.
10-5-1. Is it game point?
Game point.
Game point.
Game point.
So when we play pickle and sometimes one team doesn't score any points at all, we call that getting pickled.
Getting pickled.
And you did not
no,
get pickled
No, I did not
today.
Get pickled.
You rocked it. Absolutely. For being coming out here now, first time, you rocked it.
Thanks,
you
Sherry.
You absolutely rocked it.
You're a great coach. You know, we're pretty special in Oro Valley in so many ways. You know, I don't know, Nick, what do you think makes Oro Valley pickleball really special?
Well, I'll share a story with you, Mary, about Oro Valley pickleball and at the community center. So there was a local real estate agent who I was talking to, and she told me that she had a client who was looking for a house in Oro Valley who lived in a neighboring community just outside of Oro Valley who had pickleball courts. But she had told her realtor that she wanted to live as close to the community center as she possibly could. And the realtor was, well, why is that? And she said, well, because of the pickleball. And she said, well, what, aren't there pickleball courts at the community you live in? And she said, yeah, there is, but it's not like the experience that I have at the community center, which is a testament to all the programs. And you can hear it in Sherry's voice and how passionate she is about pickleball and the community that's been built there. That's really what makes these courts so special. There's a lot of passion behind it. And, you know, that's a testament. This person wanted to live. She wanted to be able to walk. She didn't want to have to waste any time. She just wanted to play pickleball.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. How can someone reserve a pickleball court or take a pickleball lesson at the community center?
So we do everything online. If you go to playov.com, you can reserve a court 2 days in advance, starting at noon. We also have our drop-in or our open play, which is offered Monday through Saturday, and that's from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. So you don't need a reservation to play in that, and we've got it broken up by skill level. If you're a brand new player, we have Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. We have beginner open play. So there is a little bit for everyone, and we have kind of the breakout of skill level on the website as well. But playov.com is where all of that takes place.
Nick Scala, Nick Going, former communications guru who's doing this podcast, and Sherry, thank you so much. What a ball I had on the pickleball court today, learning this new sport, learning all of the rules, and just really having fun. I can see, Sherry, why you are so passionate about this. Sherry, thank you for being on the show today.
Mary, thank you for coming out and playing. We had so much fun.
That was great.
That was awesome. Are you now an addict to pickleball?
You're going to play again? I sure can see that. Yeah. Nick Scala, thank you so much. And thanks for all that you do at the community center.
Thanks, Mary.